Harper Audio presents PT-109, an American epic of war, survival, and the destiny of John F. Kennedy. By William Doyle. Performed by David Drummond. Introduction. Without PT-109, there never would have been a President John F. Kennedy. David Powers, White House official, Kennedy administration. Jack's life had more to do with myth, magic, legend, saga, and story than with political theory or political science. Jacqueline Kennedy. In the early morning darkness of August 2, 1943, during a chaotic nighttime skirmish in the South Pacific, a Japanese destroyer struck the U.S. Navy's motor torpedo boat PT-109, killing two American sailors instantly. 11 others were shipwrecked in enemy waters. As the survivors clung to the sinking wreckage, the sea around them burned. 1,200 feet of ink-black, shark-infested water loomed beneath. Written off for dead by their superior officers, the Americans emerged from a harrowing ordeal of survival 7 days later, rescued by the combined efforts of a heroic group of Solomon Island natives, an intrepid Australian coast watcher, and a courageous American naval officer, Lieutenant William Bud Liebenow, captain of PT-157. The incident received brief national publicity during the war, but it forever transformed the PT-109's young commander, John F. Kennedy, the son of the former U.S. ambassador to England. Despite long-simmering controversy among some veterans and military historians,